And welcome, everybody, to Off the Hook Overtime here on YouTube, where we continue the fun and shenanigans of Off the Hook, except in an online environment. Rob, you have to... Kyle's blocking the screen. I couldn't see if you were signaling me. Did we make it to YouTube? Are we actually on, or am I talking to nobody?
We did make it to YouTube.
We did. Okay, thank you very much for that. We're also paying strict attention to our levels this week, because sometimes the levels are different. Sometimes they're really low, sometimes they're really high. And that little okay, I see what happened. That thing fell off the screen there. Okay. Yeah, I think we have good levels. It's going about halfway up the indicator.
Honestly, it sounds a little quiet to me.
A little quiet. So maybe I'll bring it up a little bit. Should I do that, Kyle? Can you wait? Are we good?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm bringing it up a little bit. I'm trying to follow the instructions here. So that's where we are right now. See, it's a little low, but I don't want to go too high. We good? Okay. Rob, if we sound, now I sound too loud. I'm sorry, folks. We're trying to sort this out. If you hear us sounding distorted or too low or something, Rob, let us know.
Okay, we're still sounding low to me, but I don't know if that's just my setup here. Listeners, let us know. Send us a tweet at Hacker Radio Show with how this sounds now.
Okay.
Oh, it's sounding a lot better now. Actually, it just started. I think it just. It just caught up.
Okay, good.
It's slightly delayed over there, which is why I'm listening to us in the past right now, and this is very confusing. But.
I know. This is my world over here. It gets extremely confusing.
Okay.
Just stop touching things, everybody.
I didn't touch anything.
Oh, okay. This is good. This is good, you guys.
All right, our phone number.
I have not touched anything.
No, you guys can touch things. I mean, you know, we're near the board.
Yeah, I didn't see Gil touch anything.
No, 802-321-4225 is our phone number. And you can call us and be a part of the conversation and maybe add some color. Are you indicating we have a call?
No, I was just testing the line.
Okay. Yeah, make sure the line is there. That's one show was unplugged the whole time. We didn't know. These things happen. Have you seen the list of Amazon forbidden words that's floating around? I got a hold of this and. Wow.
Union is one of them, right?
Union is one of them. Let's read some others. Harassment. Yeah, good luck spelling that right. You just spell it with two R's and you get away with it. Because not harassment, the actual saying the word harassment. You can't say terminated. You can't say fire. What if there's a fire? Well, I don't know why you'd be saying that in a chat room in Amazon. But you can't say I hate. Which I guess is a good thing. There's no room for that. You can't say petition. You can't say this is dumb. You can't say stupid. That means you can say dumb. You just can't say this is dumb. But you can't say stupid, and I assume you can't say this is stupid. You can't say bullying. You can't say I don't care. Wow. You can't say prison, grievance, injustice, diversity. I like how diversity gets thrown in there as something negative. You can't say ethics. You can't say fairness. This doesn't make Amazon look very good. But basically what we're looking at here, they will block and flag employee posts on their planned internal messaging app that contains these keywords. Now, this is a planned messaging app. And that means it's not working yet. So this is like a Truth Social type of thing here, where it's planned, and many of us will be able to see it light up in the sky as it plummets to its doom. But it's just kind of interesting to get inside the heads here and see what they're thinking, and how much they're not thinking. Wow, you can't say pay raise. they have a bunch of other ones, too. You can't say representation, unfair, TOT. I don't know what that means, but you can't say that. You can't say plantation. Wow. You can't say slave or slave labor. You can't say freedom. You can't say robots, and you can't say trash. Wow, this is just, it's so much fun. So much fun for everybody. Okay, I think I heard the phone ring before, Kyle. Was that indeed the phone?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's take this phone call, see who's out there. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, you picked up the phone. You heard the phone ring, and you picked up the phone. Did you not hear me saying, hello?
No, the phone is picked up in a different part of the studio. I don't hear you until I have this conversation.
It's not like WBAI.
It's unattended.
Nothing here is like WBAI.
When we pick up...
Does it work there? It's like a remote... radio station you have.
Like you'd like the schematics, wouldn't you? You'd like to know exactly all our secrets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Try.
Social engineering there. The spear phishing is what he's doing right now. No. It's crude, but it works, and that's the important thing. It's kind of our style. Crude, but works.
Right. Now the whole conference is the end of July or the middle of July.
Well, the 22nd. Where do you put that? That's sort of in between.
Good, because I'll be in Russia and some of the odd countries.
Whoa! Hold on, everybody stop! You're going to Russia? What, are you out of your mind?
I'd like to go behind the scenes and see what our news is like. And,
you're going to go behind the scenes and below the scenes and maybe never come back if you do this. No, seriously, I advise you not to do that, Rebel.
Well, you know, I'd been to Ukraine 2 years ago.
And it was very different then. There wasn't an invasion in progress.
Right. But I'd like to go to Russia. I'd like to go to Grozny, which is in Russia. But I'd like to go to, other kind of countries that are...
I would like to go to Mars, but I'm not going to go until it's safe, you know, until they have oxygen and things like that. And I don't think it's safe for you to go to Ukraine or to Russia at this point as an American, unless you have citizenship I'm not aware of.
Ukraine.
I'm sorry?
But no, I'm not going to Ukraine. I'm just going to... But in Russia, I thought that you weren't letting U.S. citizens in, but I was wrong. I went to the Russian visa office, and they said, yes.
Yeah. Anybody else want to have a word with him? Because I'm not getting through.
I would just say look at some of the travel advisories if you're seriously planning on going there.
Yeah, you know, you say the wrong thing. And all of a sudden, you know, you're in an FSB facility.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you don't. You're careful of what you say and things like that. I mean, I'm not going to bring up things. I'm just going there to, you know, as if nothing was going on, and just going as a tourist.
Rebel. How do I say this? If I think of all the people I know who hold their tongue and don't say whatever is on their mind, you don't bob to the top of that list. You know, you're somebody who says what's on their mind, and you do volunteer a lot of information, and you tell people when something is wrong or not working. These are all things that can work to your disadvantage in a place like that right now.
Right, I know. But, I mean, of course I know what, you know, things... I mean, I've been doing research, what's going on, and I've been talking to people that are on YouTube and stuff like that. And
have you been to Canada? It's a wonderful country, and it's so close.
Yes, I've been to Canada, and I've been to Mexico. Well, I have been to Mexico, but I will never go to Mexico.
Okay, hold on a second. Have you been to Newfoundland? Ah, you haven't been there, have you?
Yeah,
that used to be its own country, so...
I actually have been to Newfoundland.
Damn it! He's not making this easy.
Yeah, I remember going to Newfoundland, yeah.
Why now, Rebel?
Because I don't know. I was going to go 2 years ago, but I...
You just faded into the ether just now. You were going to go a few years ago, and then what? Okay, well, while he's trying to get his hot air balloon to land, Rob, I think you have something to help out with here. Go ahead.
I did, and I do hope, Rebel, that you can still hear me or that you'll hear this later. But I'm just remembering not too long ago on this program when, Rebel, you called us from the last trip you were on when you were driving around and you were trying to get to, I think, Disney World, and you couldn't make it, and you were having trouble finding where you were on your GPS, and you were driving a Tesla, and you were having trouble finding a place to charge the thing. And I just, with this track record, I don't know if I want you to go to Russia and have to take care of yourself there.
Agreed. Navigating Anaheim is one thing. Getting to Russia is quite another.
What do you think? Having Russia is excellent?
Hello? Rebel, come in.
Did you say...
Can you hear
us? Did you say heading to Russia is excellent?
No, I said navigating Anaheim is one thing. Getting to Russia is quite another. I did not say excellent.
Oh, right. Right, yeah, I know.
Sorry,
I know. When I was in Ukraine, I, you know, used Google Translate to translate things. And, you know, people spoke English there and everything. And, yes, I got lost a little, and you know, but I found my way around different things. But I had a tour guide of somebody who's... You know, I knew and prearranged, you know, tours with. And same thing with Russia. There's people that are going to kind of translate for me. There's this language.
Okay. Let me explain it this way, Rebel. When you're over there in Russia, your credit cards aren't going to work. Anything?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you won't be able to.
And they have to take cash or.
Right. And it's going to be extremely difficult and unpleasant.
Well, that's why I'm just going to get a one-way ticket, and it's like things
oh my God.
Like, if I don't like things.
Just getting a one-way ticket to Russia. Come on already. This is a big red flag you're waving at us, and not the Russian kind. This is oh boy.
You are so full
yeah,
of it.
I don't
you
like,
had
I
us
mean,
going.
No, he's going to do it. I know him. He's going to do it. Oh my God. Look,
yeah, and when we have to do emergency fundraising for like airlift Rebel out of Russia.
When were you planning on doing this, Rebel?
Well, I've been wanting to go to Russia for a couple of years, and I've been planning on doing this for, like, you know, a few months, actually before what was going on. But, I mean, if I don't like, because I know U.S. things like McDonald's and, like, fast food and, like, food things are not working over there. I mean, I don't know. They may not be open. Or,
well, that's
know,
not a deal breaker.
I mean, if I have to, you know, keep eating, like, cabbage and borscht, you know... But, you know...
There's nothing wrong with that. Know. No, look.
No.
You're planning this after Hope?
No, June.
Oh, for God's sake. No, push it so at least we can have an intervention or something and talk to you about this before... No, it's not a good idea.
Let's see.
Go to Poland. Poland's a great place. A bit overcrowded at the moment.
That's
but...
why I'm going first. I'm going first to Poland because there's no direct flights to Russia from the United States, first of all. And second of all, you don't want to spend like 9-10 hours on a plane. You have to like spend like 6 hours, go somewhere, take a shower, sleep, and all, then go to the next country, you know? You know, I don't see how people go to like Asia. Yes, it's kind of 12 hours on a plane, you know?
You know, I have you been to Russia before or not?
No. Okay. I've been to Ukraine, but not Russia. I've been to Europe regularly.
Maybe this is what you do instead. Go to Poland and then just take a day trip into Kaliningrad, which is Russia, but it's a tiny part of Russia, and it's isolated from the rest of Russia. That way you get a taste of it, but you're not actually in the whole massive country, and, you know, you come back the same day.
Oh, Kaliningrad is near Poland, really? Oh, maybe
yeah.
I should do that.
And Lithuania, it's not hard to get to. Well, it's a bus, but other than that, it's not hard to get to.
Okay, because I mean, I was going to go to Poland for like a few days because I want to, you know, go to Warsaw and visit that because I like the new subway and, you know, it was like a Warsaw Pact country anyway. So.
Well, they sort of, yeah, they are a Warsaw Pact country in Poland. But
well, they were.
It's an amazing country. And they have great mass transit, and I do recommend going to Warsaw. And you'll certainly meet a lot of Ukrainians when you're over there, which will be fascinating too. And maybe don't decide until then, okay? Because there'll be plenty of people who will have advice for you. I guarantee that.
Okay. Well, when I was in Ukraine, they were speaking like Ukrainian and Russian, and it was like, do I translate in Ukrainian or Russian? That's the thing. If I go to Russia, then I know everybody will speak Russian, and if I go to Poland, everybody will speak Poland.
Rob, you have some words of wisdom, I hope?
Yeah, I mean, I know we don't often say on this program things like, the government is saying something and we should listen to them. But I'm on the website right now of the State Department and the Russia Travel Advisory part of the State Department website, where it says things like, do not travel to Russia due to the unprovoked and unjustified invasion of Ukraine by Russian military forces, the potential for harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian government security officials, the singling out of U.S. citizens in Russia by Russian government security officials, including for detention, the arbitrary enforcement of local law, limited flights into and out of Russia, the embassy's limited ability to assist U.S. citizens in Russia, COVID-19 and related entry restrictions, and terrorism. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart Russia immediately.
That was the travel advisory I was talking about.
Yeah.
And let me just add to that. You know, you say that you could be subject to harassment by government agents, et cetera. How about just individual people who are believing the crap that's being fed to them through the state media, saying that the United States is causing all these problems and Ukrainians are causing all these problems? If you go over there as an American citizen, it's quite possible that you will be the victim of an angry mob that does not know the facts and just assumes that whatever they're hearing is true. And as Rob said, you know, the embassy isn't really going to be able to help you because they're operating on a very limited basis.
And I would say it would make for some awkward conversation on your way back when you're going through customs. You know, how long was your trip? Why the hell were you in Russia?
I wouldn't worry about that part. I just worry about getting out safely. You know, Rebel, I think we've said all we can say about this.
Well, when I went to Ukraine, they had the same kind of advisory there because they, you know, they said don't go to eastern Ukraine, just, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I registered with the State Department when I went to Ukraine, and everybody said, well, you know, be careful when you're there. And
well, you went to Western Ukraine. You went to Kyiv. You went to, you know, Lviv, places like that. That's very different.
Kyiv and Odessa.
It was very, very different.
Yeah, that was similar for us on our trip to Moldova. The Transnistria region was, we were advised, do not travel to that area. It's a wholly different thing when the State Department is telling you don't go to this country instead of, we're advising a certain area where there's disputed territories and so forth. That's not the entire country. So there is a distinction to be made between those advisories, I'd say.
All right. I think we've pretty much laid out our position, Rebel. But, you know, there's time. There's still time. We're going to keep working on convincing you to do something.
Well, maybe by June they will have some sort of, like, anything for change. I don't know.
There you go. Forever the optimist.
Yeah, if that's not motivation to end this war quickly.
Rebel wants to come.
Rebel's on his way over, and yeah, it's going to be trouble otherwise. Anything else on your mind, Rebel, before we move on to another phone call?
No, not really. Let's see. I don't know. No. Well, when you use the Omni feature and, you know, in the new Omni feature, too bad Jim's not around because, you know, the Omni thing where you tap to pay in the subways and buses in New York City.
The new Metro card equivalent.
Yeah. If you have a credit card that's either expired or not working or whatever, it'll still work.
It'll still work with an expired credit card?
But not expired, but not a not working credit card. Like a key credit card's, like, been turned off for some reason or whatever.
So if you get your credit card turned off, you're saying, how do you test that? You got to have your credit card turned off and then see if it works.
I mean, let's say if your credit card, you know, let's say you lost your credit card and you reported it lost and they turned it off or whatever. But you could still use it on the Metro. I mean, you can't use your credit card, but you can use it on the Omni thing because Omni just, I guess, takes the credit card numbers and every hour they just.
Well, I imagine it's going to be updated at some point where, you know, that credit card gets canceled. They're not going to accept it.
Right. Well, because I think what they do is they keep the credit card numbers and, like, maybe every hour or every couple of hours, they you know how, like, when you tap your card and they're at a store, it checks your credit card to see if it's valid?
Of course.
But yeah, Omni thing doesn't do that. It probably, you know, stores it, and then every hour or two, they...
batch process.
They may check it.
All right, I don't know why they wouldn't check it like any supermarket would check it with the same basic motion. But
maybe because it's too fast, they don't want people to be waiting.
Well, if what you say is true and invalid credit cards can be used to access the New York City subway and bus system, it'll become a major story pretty soon, I think.
It sounds like it doesn't do it a whole day either.
Well, I have plenty of expired credit cards. So
okay, so tap it at the Metro thing, the Omni thing.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do that. All right, Rebel, good hearing from you. Stay safe.
Okay.
All right. Oh, boy.
I admire the spirit. I mean, I've been longing to travel,
I have the same spirit, but, boy.
Want to be in some of these places. You really, it's tough looking at it from a distance.
I've been to Cuba. I've been to North Korea. I've been to places that I'm told not to go. because I'm curious and because I have faith in people. But war zones, you know, if you're not a correspondent being well paid for doing whatever it is you're doing, it's not something you should just hop into as if it's some kind of, a sight to see. While there isn't a war going on in Russia right now, there's a war of a different kind going on there, and that's the war on truth, and definitely a lot of hostility towards people from our country right now. And who knows what it's going to be like in a couple of months? I hope it's going to be better. I hope things start turning in a different direction, but I don't know. It's a bad situation right now. 802-321-4225 is our phone number. 802-321-HACK. If you're planning on going somewhere dangerous, don't tell us, because I think we've used up our energy on convincing people.
Do you want to ask us a question about the upcoming HOPE conference this July? Please have that for us. We'll try our best to let you know what to do and what not to do if you want to submit a talk or learn how you can participate. If you have a question about anything that has been hacked, or if you have an update or news about something that got hacked, or that maybe we didn't have enough time to cover in our regular hour on WBAI, please call us now so that we can talk about it and maybe add some insight, and we'll discuss it more.
If you're in Russia or Ukraine or Eastern Europe or really anywhere, country code is 1, phone number 802-321-4225. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Gila.
I did have a question about the Amazon story we were talking about before Rebel called. We can pop back to that for a second. I am curious, and this is also an invitation for people to call, if you are listening, well, it's not going to work, but if you're listening to us in a place where you have an Amazon Echo that's listening to you, if there are issues with that now that these words have all been read in a quick list. Mm-hmm. I was like, is anybody listening through us? But then I realized we're on YouTube. So never mind about that.
Well, the Amazon Echo is going to allow you to use those words. Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, if you were listening to, I was thinking about people like casting us through the Echo when we were on the radio, which obviously is not now. But, you know, is the Echo going to listen a little closer now if this whole list of words is happening?
Maybe, but I don't think our local Amazon Echoes are concerned about us joining a union at Amazon. Maybe they are. I don't know. I do know that they pipe up at weird times. You know, they suddenly respond, like you're having a conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden your Amazon Echo joins the conversation when you didn't utter its name. So there was no way that could have happened. And sometimes you look back and you try to figure out what it was that triggered it, and you can't figure it out. There is a phrase. I think you can say, let's say it's Alexa. Alexa, why did you do that? And she'll allegedly tell you. So next time that happens, try that. Okay, we have a phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Daryl McPherson, Bronx, New York.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, glad I could get in touch with you. One, have you all looked at the, or may I discuss BAI's phone problems?
BAI's phone problems. We don't know about BAI's any problems because we haven't been there in 2 years.
Well, if you ever call into BAI, it may take up to 2 minutes before it even rings if it's a quote unquote busy calling time. In other words, if they ask for call-ins. And is there any way that you all could consult to help them with their phone challenges?
Well, this is a challenge that pretty much was solved decades ago. I had never heard of this before. You're saying if you called them, what do you hear?
You don't hear anything for about 2 minutes before it rings.
2 minutes of silence before you even get a ring. It's like you're calling.
That's correct.
You're calling as far away as you can possibly call. That is, well, okay, the first thing I would ask them is, what kind of phone system are you using? Who is your phone company? I doubt anybody at BAI can fix it, but those companies certainly would be held accountable.
I think it's their equipment. Berthold is aware that there is a problem, and he says that Grayson and company are working on it. But I think what's required here is a suggestion for totally new equipment, and then the listenership coming up with the capital to pay for it. the next time you get an opportunity, I know this is putting a burden on you all, but just next time they ask for call-in, just try, or you can even try and call Max right now. Not right now while you're doing your show, but I mean after the show, just call into BAI and see how long it takes for it to ring. The other challenge is if there are a lot of calls coming in at the same time, it'll go like ring busy, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff going on with that phone system that isn't the phone company. They have Verizon with, I think, Spectrum as a backup. However, I'm unclear as to what the phone system on site actually is. But if you have time to do that, I mean, if you could take pity on them, yes. it may be helpful.
The thing
the
is...
The thing I want to know is 2600 a 501c3?
No, we are not.
Oh, okay. Because I need someone to look into... BAI is a member of Good Shop, which then allows people to search using Good Search. Good Search uses Yahoo as their search engine. However, the more important part is that it's a way that you can donate money to a 501c3 without having any physical capital.
Uh-huh.
And so if you could get a million people to do a single search, you can raise $100,000 for a charity of your choice. So what I'm requesting here is that you all go to either goodshop.com or goodsearch.org and take a look and see if I'm missing something. Because I think that if everybody changed over to Good Search, we could raise a lot of money for places that need money as compared to giving the penny to Google.
Interesting. Kyle, you had something.
I think that's an outstanding idea. We'll certainly pass it along if we're asked, and if any listeners out there want to share that with the management of the station, that's another avenue to make some contributions work for us. So that's great. We love ideas like that, especially when fundraising season is coming around. And for the most part, with the phone systems, we've seen different selections that have been done in the past. We've been asked to help in the past, but unfortunately we're really limited in the amount of time that we can donate to the process, especially when it's stuff that, yeah, I mean, granted, we'd love to see everything fixed and working, but if it's stuff that we're not familiar with and that, you know, we weren't really involved in the process, we don't necessarily want to be involved. We just want to go in and do good radio and be able to take calls. So, we'll pass that along.
Yeah, it sounds like you're not able to do. I'm curious. I want to experience this myself.
No,
I want to try it. To take 2 minutes for a phone to start ringing in this day and age, that's an accomplishment.
It sounds like a new issue, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll investigate ourselves. And my suspicion is that perhaps it's forwarding. I know occasionally they forward sometimes, so maybe it's in a weird forward where...
That's a lot of forwarding.
That's a lot of silence like that. So anyway,
go ahead, Rob.
Thanks for it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be hard for us to help with this when we still can't go to the station, really. But about the other thing, this search site, like, I have not heard of this particular site. You know, if it's legit, then it's interesting. My first question with something like this is, who's putting up $100,000 that they can give it away to people arranging a web search? And, like, I want to know more about who runs this and who owns it and that sort of thing.
Okay, so if you go to the site and you go to the About page, it talks about the Rambergs who were in radio and they wanted to give back to the community. So they set up, they made an arrangement with, I'm talking just about the Good Search part because that's the part that I'm most interested in because it enables people who want to give, however they're limited with their capital flow, simply by changing their behavior, they're able to do this. And so what I'm asking people to do, since I have very little credibility anymore, is to just go there and look. BAI currently has $1,400 sitting there, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get them to pick up the money. They're aware of both the phone problem and about Good Search because they're already a member of Good Search. What I'm proposing is that once everybody decides that this is legit, we could raise funds. Is the Electronic Freedom Foundation a 501c3?
Yes.
Okay. we could raise tons of money for ESS simply by changing our behavior. I mean, I had a psychiatrist today tell me that it sounds like a great idea. I mean, it doesn't matter what it sounds like to me. People need to go and read the information themselves and then see the potential. All you have to do is change behavior in order to take advantage of the 21st century way capitalist transfer.
Well, as long as changing that behavior isn't something that is unpalatable, something that you don't want to do, it sounds great. But I'm sure there are listeners out there who know more about this who can let us know, and we'll certainly look into it ourselves.
I've heard of it. I don't know the details about it, but from my understanding, it's a way of making activities that people are normally doing every day, kind of like a point system with credit cards, but it's a way of channeling small amounts of revenue and sort of microfunding, and then in ways, basically getting transaction fees to accrue as in the form of a donation.
Caller, it's a great idea if it does what you think it does for us to organize and figure out a way to channel that. I'm all for it.
Because functionally, for the radio station, it'd be as simple as like playing a promo for this way of contributing during the fundraising period, and or we could refer to it as we pitch normally on our show. So it's certainly functionally easy to do. Create a promo, air that along with everything else, and then us, of course, pitching, mentioning it along with the SMS and the other avenues that as people have heard us when we're pitching. So integrating it, that's a great idea, and harnessing the power in numbers. What I would say is we need this and 10 other ideas just like it.
But let's start with one good idea, and that might lead to another.
Can I give you just one more piece of information? You had a gentleman who called in who had an eye problem. I think he was from North Carolina.
Yeah, I think Missouri, actually, but yes.
All right. There is a gentleman who actually does fundraising for BAI, but he runs an eye clinic out in Colorado. His name is John Monroe, and the name of the clinic is Dr. Banker. I think it's drbanker.com. If someone can take a look at the information that he's offering to see if it's appropriate for the person who called in, I think that I think it would be quite helpful for the gentleman who's having the sight problems to at least have a free conversation with John about treatments that are available in his condition. There was a Dr. Deborah Banker who he trained under who did some miraculous work around eyes, eye exercises, feeding the eye the appropriate nutrients and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Once again, if you go to drbanker.com or give John Monroe a call, I think that would be very helpful to that gentleman.
All right. Well, thanks for looking out for our other listeners as well. And that's what we do.
Show. I used to be in the phone business. It's just that we were using cans at that time and working for AT&T. So,
wow.
Your true name, 2600. So I'm just glad that you all are continuing to share information, and hopefully I'll be able to convince people just to take a look at the website, because there are a lot of people making a larger 501c3s making a lot of money using this particular venue. And what I'm looking at is I'm looking to do research on including employee matching, but there's a way to shop at, for instance, at Amazon, Beast. If you shop at Amazon, there's a way to shop at Amazon where you can give money to a registered charity of your choice.
You can give money to any seller. In fact, we have that ourselves at 2600. There's a certain tag that you put on the end of a purchase, and you get a few pennies for that.
Right, and if we could once again harness that get people to understand that the old way, well, when I'm saying old, I'm 73, right? The old way that people conceive of capital is gone. and they've moved on to, like, your email address is more important in many ways than your physical address because they can make more money out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of stuff that I appreciate you all sharing with the public.
Well, thank you for the good ideas. They're inspirational.
And continue doing the work.
All right. We'll look into all of this. Thanks again. Take care.
Peace.
All right. That guy's 73. Wow, he could have fooled me. It's not like he was in his 20s. So full of ideas and inspiration. Go ahead, Gila.
Sorry, putting on my real world hat here for a second. My day job hat here for a second. The specific concept he's talking about is Amazon Smile, and that is for registered 501c3
organizations. Okay, that's different than what I was thinking. You know what I'm talking about, right? There's a thing that comes after. I don't know what to even call it.
But what he was talking about was Amazon Smile,
okay.
Which is you get 1% of specific purchases. Like, not everything is eligible for it.
Uh-huh.
But if you can go to smile.amazon.com, select your charity. The EFF may be an option. I don't know what the place where I work is. That's why I know about it. I manage it for us. But it is a really great way to sort of passively support organizations that you care about. So just FYI.
Let's discuss this later, and maybe we can figure out a way to make that work for the radio station and for EFF, others as well. Okay, we have another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hello, it's Phil from Missouri.
Hey, we were just talking about you.
Yeah, I know. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Good.
It's been a rough day. Have you heard of a service called AlterDate.ai? It's a website.
I have not, and I don't think anyone else has either.
It deepfakes voices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
How does it work?
The AI just takes samples of people's voices, like celebrities and whatnot, and it just kind of strings it together and whatnot.
So you tell it what you want it to say, and it uses some pre...
It does it live. You don't have to type any text or nothing like that. You just speak it to a microphone, and it comes out like you're Patrick Stewart or something.
Oh, so you say something, and it comes out in a celebrity's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you add other people's voices if you want?
Yeah. It can be whoever you want.
Wow. So I could say put Kyle's voice in there and make him say things that he would never say.
And that he would never understand, and then I would just sound exactly like this, and it would just be indiscernible to anyone listening, and then I could just switch back and continue talking on
how
the show.
Kyle's not in the rooms. Oh, Rob, you did this, didn't you? You programmed the website. That was good. That was good. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a paid service, though.
Oh, it's paid? Oh, you got to pay for it. Well, that's a deal breaker. What's the site again so our listeners can have fun with this?
Altered.ai.
Okay. All right, Rob, you're nodding in recognition. Have you played with this?
I have not played with this, but I'm looking at the site right now, and it's interesting because they've got a whole page about their ethics code.
Oh, which, tell us about that.
It's just blank, right?
it's kind of long, but it says, among other things, it says, voice cloning, like other deepfake technology, can be used for nefarious purposes, including disinformation, defamation, information warfare, as well as phone call frauds and hacking attacks.
No. I never would have guessed.
Sign me up.
Any technological advancement carries its risks. Altering human perception rightfully raises ethical questions about its purpose and its effect on the fabric of any society.
Do they have an unlimited account? That
What fabric?
Right. But basically they say, our answer is that we should not be afraid of new technologies when they are potent. Instead, we should tame them and put them to good use.
Okay, I'm just thinking, you know, what do we make Trump say? Because this could be, you know, 24 hours of fun. Just have him go on and on about all sorts of things. And
just give him enough time, he'll say to himself.
That's true. You're right. Maybe that's a bad example.
You just make a rant line where he never shuts up. People can call in.
That's reality, Kyle. That's
wait a minute. Yeah. You're right. There is already a... It's the actual person.
Anything else new, caller?
Well, you know, I'm going to update you on the little convoy thing going on.
Oh, yeah, that's still happening?
Yeah, they went out to California. They're on the way out to California.
You know,
there's a few
A confession here. We actually were monitoring them for about a month. We have recordings of one of their channels. I'm not sure if we're going to release it. It's just it's fascinating stuff. Some of it's hours and hours every day.
Yeah, they literally stream for hours and hours and hours, and they got in a couple of them got in a fight the other day. Called some.
Yeah.
Trying to take pictures of the convoy, whatnot.
Yeah, we got some fights. Eventually, though, we got kicked off because they didn't know who we were. but it took them over a month to do that.
Well, they have a Discord.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this was not that. This is something that it's public on Zello, but they were treating it like it wasn't.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, the a small group, like, stayed behind. They managed to talk the race-checking to keep them for an extra week. But today they were, like, flipping out because they have no place to go. So they were begging anybody on stream in their chat to give them land so they can have a place to go and so that the convoy will have a place to go on the way back.
Wait, my question is, where are they from? Why don't they just go there?
And this dude, he says he's from Jersey. He goes by Jersey J on YouTube. They also, I looked into this a little bit more. There's this guy named Oriole Express who does it. I looked into his website, theorioleexpress.com. I went to ICANN's. And they are hosted by a service called KingdomX.com. Now, KingdomX.com has a few websites on them. They are hosting, like, really, really right-wing stuff. So I looked into Kingdom X, and it's owned by something called a, what is it? Epic Holdings, Inc.
Right, Epic, okay.
Okay.
They do a lot of right-wing stuff.
It's ran by a guy named, I think his name is actually Rick Monster or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's based in East Side. In King yep. County in Washington.
Well, when you say that, east yep. side of Seattle, he, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He does this out of his house, apparently, because I looked up the address on Google Maps, and it's just like a house.
Yeah, we looked him up a long time ago.
Yeah, he also hosts neo-Nazi stuff. That's probably how you heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is how we heard of him.
Yeah. I actually messed around with him one day. I was able to set up OBS. And had a few streams going and restreaming them called. So you like to restream each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one channel called Fry TV. If you pop it up, you'll see like literally like I guess a dozen screens of other streams.
Okay.
So I set one up and I said, well, you know what? I'm going to make this a gay pride ride along, right?
Oh, that must have been very popular with them.
Yes, it was. They got mad at me.
This is the kind of thing we need to do more of.
Huh?
We need to do more things like this. If it gets them that upset, then you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I was like, you know, donate now to, like, GLAAD and, like, BLM and, like the ACLU, and they didn't like that a bit. Uh-huh. One of them was so far as, like, look me up on Facebook. Well, I kind of egged that on because I seen my screenshot of what it's doing on Facebook.
Just be careful.
He said, look at this guy. This guy's a bot. He first called me a Satanist bot. Bot, right?
A Satanist bot.
And
wow!
I ripped this to my I was able to record this onto my computer. That's what was funny. And he showed my picture and stuff like that. And I was like, "Well, go ahead and do what you want, man. I don't care. I'm nobody." It was great.
Wow. Well, try not to become too much of a target of these people because some of them are truly unhinged.
I
don't know what it is that they want because, you know, most of the mandates are done because of vaccinations and things like that. Do they want the pandemic to come back? What are they really pushing for here?
Right before they left in Maryland, right, they went down to Black Lives Matter Plaza in D.C., which I didn't even know they did, but. They try to occupy that, they said. So it's changing. The guy, Mike Landis, he was like, he pled guilty to some kind of fraud charges concerning donations or something.
Uh-huh.
The other guy, his name is Bill. What is his name?
Well, it doesn't matter what their names are because we don't really want to give them more publicity. It's just, yeah. You know, I just wonder what it is, what's their game. It's weird because People ask the same question of Occupy Wall Street when that was happening. What is it they want? What do they stand for? At least it was more of a festive atmosphere there, but I'm asking the same questions of these people. I don't know what they want. I mean, in Ottawa, at least, you know, you kind of understood that there was a situation there, and they wanted, you know, mandates to go away, even though they were necessary at the time. But now, you know, things have gotten better, and there's less of that around. It just seems like they're just complaining about everything.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because one of the Ottawa guys came down to visit them, and they had a meeting. They live-streamed a meeting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you guys are wasting your time. You're wasting money. These people need to be out working.
Interesting. And how was that received?
Well, Bryce, or whatever his name is, who's like the main face of this stuff, he says, yeah, you're right. We are wasting time. We are wasting money. And then he backtracked as soon as he said it.
Wow.
So it's all a scam.
Well, yeah, there could be some scamming going on. That's certainly true of situations like this. But, you know, it's interesting to follow.
They don't have places to go, so they're kind of winging it.
That's what I don't get. Why don't they have places to go? Why don't they go home? Why don't they have families and things like that? I mean, they've been doing this for months.
Yeah, they were driving down to Dallas, and they didn't have a place to go to. So you said, well, just drive to Dallas. We'll figure out when we get there.
Yikes.
I don't understand how this is working.
You know, if you just say to them, you know, you're acting like a bunch of hippies, I think that'll diffuse the situation right there. And they'll say, oh, my God, what have we become? And they'll just go back to their lives.
They're already acting like, you know, panhandlers as it is, because they don't want to work. They don't want to go back to their jobs and stuff, that's for sure.
And they picked the worst possible time to do this, when fuel is more expensive than it's been in a long time.
That's what I don't get, because why don't they take it? Like almost 2 million get like tanker trucks and just fuel them off the tanker trucks, but no, they're going to gas stations to do this.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Not the brightest bulbs in the bunch. Nope. Anyway, we're going to move on, but good hearing from you. And did you hear what that last caller suggested that you look into?
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Look into that. Let us know if that works out, and you know, we're rooting for you.
Okay, well, thanks. You have a good
one. All right, you take care. And our phone line is open for maybe one more phone call, I think. 802-321-4225.
Yeah, we'll stick around.
Stick around for that.
Yeah. For that call.
Yeah.
And for all listeners, you can always check out the archives, 2600.com/offthehook.
Always, anytime you can do that.
Yeah.
24 hours a day?
Yeah, from anywhere in the world.
Wow. Okay. All right. We always have somebody on duty just in case somebody needs help.
They're meticulously maintained.
Downloading a file or something like that. We always have somebody watching to make sure.
Experts are standing by.
How do they do? Where do they go?
I said 2600.com/offthehook.
Well, you know, some people weren't paying attention. And we have a phone call. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Tim in Connecticut. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
And gals, I'm sorry. Wanted to be appropriate. I've been doing fine. I hope everything's doing good with you guys.
Well, for the most part.
And they're still batting around the next variant of COVID that's supposed to come around.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Boy, it just never ends, does it?
I have my fourth shot, so.
Okay.
I'm getting there. Out of curiosity, hope.net.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious if there was any more information on hotels and places to stay.
Well, here's what we have so far. If you go to hope.net, you'll see that we have special deals with two hotels just down the road.
Marriott.
From. It's not Marriott. It's, what are they, Courtyards?
It's a Fairfield and a Courtyard, which are both Marriott properties.
Oh, they are Marriotts. Okay, I can't keep track. They're really convenient, and they're near a lot of places, and it's easy to get to the campus from there. And we are working on the on-campus situation next, on-campus housing. Mm-hmm. And we should have an announcement on that, I'd say, within a week.
Oh, okay.
So if that's what you're looking into...
Yeah, I've already got my ticket, so...
Great.
I'll be driving, and I noticed that the valet charge is considerable at those locations.
At what locations? The hotels?
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. I know there's street parking near the hotels, and I also know that on campus it's free. You can park for free.
that sounds good.
Yeah, but hotels, they tend to do that.
Yeah, and their parking situation for the hotels themselves is, I think, unclear. It may not be as relevant for those particular hotels. So definitely, if you have any questions, feel free to call the hotel and clarify and look into specific things if you think that's something that you may need.
But whatever they're charging for parking, I guarantee Hotel Penn would have charged a lot more.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No doubt. Downtown Manhattan, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be something
that was... Of course, you know, you go down, you know, the Hope, you go down to the hotel for the Hope Conference and you just stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's self-contained.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But anyway, looking forward to it.
Kyle, you got
something? I'll jump off the line, so if you want to get another call in.
Oh, I think Kyle has something to say. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that they have some lots, I think small lots, but it may be that it's carried over in sort of a form or that it's sort of a standard rate, but that hotel it doesn't specifically have that service, and it's just appearing that way on their website. Their website.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just say that.
It's also Queens, and Queens is always a space somewhere. So just you can circle the block, and it's free parking. So and it's going to be the weekend.
Because
so.
The last thing I saw was like a $40 a day charge if you want to take your car in and out.
Yeah,
it wasn't for somebody to park it. It was more for just the access.
Yeah, you can do better than that. You definitely could do better than that.
Certainly a consideration. Oh. So it's good that you're thinking about this. It's we'll definitely look at it ourselves since you brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing to consider there is that the parking lot at the university is meant to hold an entire university's worth of students' cars, and I think there'll be enough free space for, you know, a considerable amount of our attendees to just chill their car out there and maybe use public transit to get to and from
their
hotel.
You could park your car on campus and then take a bus or even an Uber to the hotel and save a lot of money that way.
Tons.
See, we have a solution for you.
Yeah, you'll be able to walk on and off campus, so if you need to get something from it, it's, you know, it's fine. 24 hours.
Does that help?
Oh, that sounds great. I mean, it wasn't so much parking the car as security of parking my car.
Well, the campus is secure. That much we can definitely tell you.
That, I would think, versus street parking.
Uh-huh, yeah. All right, well, I look forward to seeing you there and hearing you in shows before then.
Okay.
Take care.
Keep listening.
All right.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Good night. I guess we have time for one more. If there's one more out there, we have a...
I said we'd stick around.
Fairly lively switchboard tonight. So 802-321-4225 is our phone number. Country code 1 if you're overseas.
Yes, indeed. And while we're waiting, just a big shout-out to the Amazon Union in Staten Island. And congratulations on pulling that together.
Yes. That was something else, huh? You want to outline this bit of history that happened?
I mean, basically, just Amazon has long been a very union-busty sort of employer. And it's been beat. So let's hear this caller, because I'm interested in what they have to say. But, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal, and hopefully more Amazon facilities follow suit.
All right. This will be our last call, I think. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I tuned in late, so I apologize if you may have addressed this already, but will there be vendor tables at the Hope Conference, like people selling books and magazines?
Absolutely, yes, there will be.
The 2600 store will be there as well.
We'll be there for sure, but I know others will be there as well.
Yeah, many other vendors. We're going to do this. We'll have a location, and... Yeah, we have our normal cadre of nonprofits and a whole variety of organizations.
Everything that was at Hope before will be at this Hope as well. It's just in a different place.
Okay, and the campus is enormous. Do you have a building yet? Which building it'll be taking place in?
We have several buildings, and yes, it is enormous, and that's the beauty of it. We'll have maps, we'll have signs. It'll be easy for you to get around. But yeah, we are planning several different buildings.
We may even have
several different. Wow.
Yep.
Color coding and landing strips and
don't give away the secrets.
Fog lighting for inclement weather. We will make sure you arrive at the right buildings.
Okay, and right. will everything be recorded by that Internet Society of New York or that's, whatever that's called?
That is the plan. They are in as well, and
rumor has it they're on board.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I wish you guys the best of luck with it.
Okay, thank you. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks for doing it.
We don't know how to do anything else, but
please spread the word. Tell your
appreciate.
Yeah, thanks for that. We really appreciate it. We want to get the enthusiasm out there. Tell your friends, your neighbors, students, people that are hackers and builders that are maybe thinking of talking, presenting something. We would love more excitement, more involvement to really set this thing off and start it in the grand tradition, you know, in this space, but in the way we know how.
All right, we'll take one more.
But, I said we'd hang out.
Let me just say, this is our first conference in a new location. It's going to be different. We're getting our feet wet for the first time. It's, you know, so we need to learn things as well. So help us with that by having, you know, some friends around to volunteer and to bring good talks and participate in all different ways. There is so much we can do. Just workshops alone. We have so many rooms that we can just have for the weekend to, you know, ham radio people or radio Statler or lock picking or soldering. There's so many things we can do, so many things, and we have the space, we have the enthusiasm. So hope.net, all the info is there. And shall we take this should be, well, they hung up?
Yeah, but I'll just add on to what you're saying, feedback, too. We want all the good and exciting stuff to really outnumber the challenges mm-hmm. that we encounter in the new space, but continuous feedback just so that we can be aware of issues and respond and make sure that isn't the primary thing that folks remember, you know, whatever challenge they had.
Right.
We want to make sure that all of these standout presenters
one more chance.
And vendors, all of those memories are forefront.
And if you want to volunteer to help, and we certainly could use a lot of volunteers because we have so much more space to work with, volunteers@hope.net is our email address for that. But you can find all the information on the hope.net website. We have everything there, all the email addresses, all the things that we're planning so far. All right, let's take this one last call. This really will be the last call. Person's already speaking. good evening. You're on Off Talk Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello, that's me?
That's you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, no, I just wanted to say, talk about the gentleman earlier who's going to Russia.
Yes, please, talk some sense into him.
I just think the State Department should have a policy that people who do things like that, who do very stupid things like that, just leave them there. Leave them there. Forget about the government. Any English-speaking person in going to Russia, you're probably going to get beat up on the street.
Well, that's what I said.
Beat up, staffed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Rebel is very outspoken, and, you know, he says what's on his mind, and that's good. I like that. But in a situation like this, it really could be a bad thing.
This is going to be a campaign by next week. Rebel from going to Russia, like everybody rooting
the
for
State
him.
State Department, they should leave him there. Whoever gets caught out there, let's just leave him there. Don't go to get them. Just leave him there.
I don't know about that, but I think we should encourage him to do something better with his vacation time.
Yeah, don't create a circumstance where this is at the State Department's feet. And
yeah,
they have to be accountable to yourself when you're traveling. You have to obey the laws. And
you know, I should have been thinking faster on my feet. Okay, he's been to Newfoundland. He hasn't been to Nunavut, I'll bet. So, you know, go to Canada and keep going north and go there. It's an amazing place. Go to Iqaluit. Go just explore.
I think he was messing with us, to be honest.
Ah, Rebel doesn't mess with
you. He seems really
it seems like he's messing with you.
I really hope he was.
I hope he was, too.
It seems like he's messing with you, but he's always telling you the truth. It's just the truth is weird.
Your Poland idea, by the way, is the best idea. The Poland suggestion is best.
Poland's an awesome place. It really is. All right.
I had a great show.
Thank you.
See you again.
All right. Take care. All right, we had good callers tonight, and I want to thank everybody who did call in, and I want to thank those people who did not, because it was your decision, and we agree with that. But you can write to us, oth@2600.com, with your feedback, ideas, things like that. Remember, visit hope.net. And, of course, every show is archived on 2600.com/off the hook. 24 hours a day, I'm told.
And remember, take care of your computing machines, and they'll take care of you.
Oh, what a nice sentiment to end on. All right, I'm going to hold them to that. They'll take care of me, huh? Okay, well, with that's a lovely thought to end on. We're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be back again next week. Another exciting edition of Off the Hook at 7 p.m. on WBAI and Off the Hook Overtime at 8 p.m. on YouTube. Again, write to us, OTH@2600.com. And for everybody, have a good night.